Let's talk cars. Everybody loves to talk about their babies, don't they? Have you named your car? This one specifically is called Betsy, and she is a Toyota Sienna. She is 22 years old, belonged to this fella's dad in Ontario before he took it over for his family. Parents drove it around Florida extensively through the states. Has the original engine and transmission, still purrs, starts up like that. There's no problems. It's all about the maintenance, says the owner. All about making sure I treat this car well, changing the oil and transmission fluid. Has nearly 1 million kilometers on it. They are hoping that they see the odometer roll over. Mine had, my Saab I was just talking about, had over 300,000 kilometers on it. It could have lasted far, far longer, I think. It was doing really well. I mean, there were a few hiccups here and there. And when you have a high-performance vehicle, that's what happens. Things start getting more expensive as things age, and it was hard to find some parts. But I did have the best Saab mechanic out there, Mike at Beacon Motors. I'll give him a shout-out because he's amazing. If you have a Saab or any high-performance vehicle and you're in Etobicoke, Mike is amazing. All right, he's given me nothing for that. I just really enjoyed him as the mechanic. All right, so I want to know, what's your mileage? You're listening to me right now. Maybe you're not in your car. What is the mileage on your car? And are you pushing it because you either, A, can't get a car, or are you loving this car so much you do not want to part with it? Like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. 416-870-6400. This is one of those times where I am counting on you to call in with your stories, because we do that. We open up the phone lines. Admittedly, I get to talk to a lot of great people in my job. It's one of my favorite things to do, is to talk to you, because I think, you know, you're giving me your time and you're, you know, spending time with me. I like hearing from you as well. It's a little conversation, a little back and forth. So this car is pretty impressive. I mean, it might not be impressive in anybody's, you know, mind, as far as, oh, that's an impressive ride. It's a Toyota Sienna. Doesn't look like much, but 1 million kilometers? You can't sneeze at that. And as we were just talking to Mike Quincy, who's the auto editor, oh my gosh, she can be taught, folks, with Consumer Reports. He said, look, if you maintain your car, you can make it last. So I'm just curious, how old is your car? Eric, welcome to the show. You're in a 300,000-kilometer. What is it?
Hi, thanks for having me on. I have a 22-year-old Sienna as well.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
And it's serving you well.
Yes, it's absolutely amazing. I bought it in Calgary last year, and I've only put about 10,000 clicks on it, and it's pretty close to being brand new. Everything works absolutely perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Just a standard friction components that I've had to replace, you know, brakes, tires, yeah, that kind of thing. But this thing's rock solid.
Okay, so this story, is it not an inspiration to you then? You could drive that baby to 1 million kilometers.
That's correct. This is actually my second Sienna. I had a 98 and now I have an 01. I bought the second one now. I've retired. And I thought, gosh, what am I going to use to pull my sailboat across the country and this kind of stuff? And my 98 was perfect. And I put 380,000 kilometers on that car, driving all over Ontario as a manufacturer's rep. And it's just amazing. And I'm an engineer, and I've worked on many cars. I built cars as a kid and all this sort of stuff. And I work in automation in the big three and stuff like that for over 30 years. And that's the key, is 100% is maintenance, preventative maintenance. That's all there is to it. There's you've got your friction parts, and they will wear out, and you have to expect it. But that's it. If you look at other countries, like places like India, even Cuba, places like that, they have a tendency of making cars last 1 million kilometers, you know what I mean, or 1 million miles, because they do the maintenance. The vehicles are so expensive, it's so difficult for them to get them, et cetera, et cetera. So I've got all sorts of people wanting to buy my vehicle with 300,000 kilometers on it and ship it off to Africa, as an example.
Wow, good for you. Well, I appreciate you calling in and sharing. We'll go over to Mike now. Mike, welcome to the Kelly Cotrera Show on 640 Toronto. Kind of an inspirational story, both from our last caller with the Toyota Sienna and the story that inspired this. This guy has a Toyota Sienna. It's got almost 1 million kilometers on it. What are you driving and how many K are on it?
Well, I had a Toyota Camry, and I drove it to the scrapyard with 700,000 kilometers. The problem was just the body was going. It was, you know, rust and things like that. But I drove the car. It was still running to the scrapyard and put it to bed. But
were you weeping all the way?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's same like everybody's been saying. Keep your oils changed on a regular basis, and the car will keep you happy. Let's put it that way.
Nice. I appreciate the story. Thanks so much for sharing. Over to you, Andrew. Your car is what, and how many kilometers are on it?
I had a Golf diesel from 1996 that I drove it until it had 860,000 kilometers. Until someone else picked it up. So I'm wondering how many kilometers it has now.
Oh, so you sold it. You passed it on.
Yeah, it was like $300, something like that. But kept on going.
Good for you. That's impressive. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Diesel, I guess he's happy to be rid of it now. Diesel's like through the roof. Sam, welcome to the show.
How are you?
I'm good. What were you driving? Do you still have it?
Oh, well, actually, it passed down to my daughter, then it passed down to his family. But anyway, it's still hanging around. It's hitting close to 800,000. But my story was, I had a high-end car for about 2 or 3 years that always cost me a lot of money, and I'm a person that always maintained it. So after the last call, I said, I'm done. I don't want to spend any more money. I went to the next dealership, and I said, I want the cheapest car. He said, you want to drive it? I go, no, I want it cheapest. No tinted windows, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, okay, here's a Hyundai Touring. I said, okay. And I'm always on the road. So after 550,000 kilometers, my daughter goes, Dad, I need a car. I said, oh, shoot. So I gave her that car. She kept it for 2 more years. She gave it away to somebody else, it's still driving.
Wow.
And getting close to 800. And this is the cheapest car possible. The main thing is I kept it maintained. All the time it said 5,000 kilometer oil change, I didn't.
Treat it like a luxury car. Treat it like a high-performance vehicle, and it will perform is what I'm getting from this. I appreciate it. Dennis, I want to get you in here with your story very quickly because we got to move on. But I'm loving these stories about people using their car as long as they can.
Okay.
What is it?
Well, it's a Honda Civic 2006.
And what's the kilometer on it?
Like I said, it's almost 650,000.
All right. You know, you said that to our producer, Danny Stover, so this is my first time hearing it. It's doing okay.
Yeah, I just do regular maintenance on it.
That's amazing. Good stuff. All right, Dennis, I'm going to leave it at that. We've got to wrap this conversation up, but it's been nice talking to you. Tim has a Volvo, 290,000 and change, doing strong, I guess. So I love that because, you know, I'm one of those people. I did love my Vigan. I'm not going to lie. My Saab was a beautiful thing, but I had over 300,000 kilometers on it, and I think it could have continued on. I think waste not, want not.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.